music to start off a beautiful Sunday evening. Pleasant good night to you all. This is the CRS Radio, the Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station. And you're listening to your girl, the diva, the top shelf diva, Sister Cecile. Yes, I have had a beautiful week. I mean, beautiful, beautiful week. And I'm looking forward to tonight to be a beautiful night. Night after night, we've been here on this program, the Give Back Jamaica program. And we are getting somewhere. We are creating shockwaves in Jamaica and the Crescent Primary School, which we all are, which we were members of. And we are indeed giving back to this noble institution. So wherever you are in the world tonight listening to this show, just sit back, relax, and enjoy. The number to dial into the show is 661-467-2407. And should you want to interact with the host, which you should, just press 1 on your keypad, meaning that you're putting your hand up, and I'll see you as the great teacher that I am, and I'll call on you whenever it's possible. So on tonight's show, we're just going to be getting the formalities out of the way, because the show is going to be L-I-T. The show is going to be lit. You know what? I am still on a high coming off of my birthday celebration. I celebrated my birthday on November 17, and it has made me 1 year younger and 1 year funnier. So tonight, as I said, it's gonna be L-I-T. Yeah, we're still celebrating our Give Back Jamaica program in Jamaica, Give Back Jamaica Crescent. And as we're celebrating, we have celebrated the Kickers Club kicking off of the shoe program. We're still on a high. And to top it off, we'll be having a Christmas treat for 12 of the students that we have sponsored so far. And we're going to be wining them. We're not giving them any wine. We're going to be dining them. We're not wining them. All right? So we're going to make the lives of these children much happier, because that is what we endeavor to do, to put smiles on the faces of these children. Yes, we are bringing smiles, saving smiles, securing smiles. We are doing all kind of thing with smiles, because we at the Give Back Jamaica program do care. We do care, and we want to make sure the children of our school, of our former school, make them happy, make them be more successful than what we are today. So on tonight's show, I have my trusted co-hosts, Auntie Judith and Dr. Ev. And sure enough, they're going to be interacting with us tonight. And we're going to just lime and dime and, carry on like we used to, because we're still in the celebration mode. So on the first half of our show, we'll have an update on the ongoing projects in regards to the Give Back Jamaica program. And we're going to be asking both Auntie Judith and Dr. Evelyn to update us on the program. So first of all, we're going to ask in regards to the Christmas treat, which is Dr. Ev's brainchild as usual. This woman is so passionate. And when I talk about passionate, when she talks to you about her plans for this Give Back Jamaica program and the Crescent Primary School, it makes you feel like you're just floating. Listen to this woman. It's like she's making things happen. And it is all because of her, as a result of what she encountered as a student at this said organization. So, Dr. Ev,
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Top Shelf. No, I need to do happy birthday to Judy's son.
Oh!
Happy birthday to Auntie Judy's son. Happy birthday, dear Sonny. Happy birthday to you.
Yay!
Oh, I'm just so happy for both of you. You know, I'm thrilled for you, my top shelf girl, getting some top shelf numbers, and of course, just really top shelf. Thank you so much for giving us an opportunity to full joy with you.
Yes. And we're going to share in that tonight, too. The celebration continues. Yes, the party is on. And to Judith, the party is on.
Yes, yes. Auntie Judith is sipping on some stuff that, you know, making her a little bit tipsy.
I see.
Let me tell you something. I just think, well, I'm not going to spoil anything, but the jubilation and happiness, especially when we're talking about this time of the year, this time in our lives when so much things have just short-circuited the way things were, just celebrating period is just like, I can't even describe it. Just getting up and being in the moment and be out of a stress for a little while and concerned about everything around you and just letting go like you are. It's a beautiful, refreshing kind of a feeling to be a part of, to be honest. So, I mean, again, thank you for sharing with us.
Thank you. And to all my listeners, I mean, make we have a nice time and we just lime tonight and make everything nice. Yeah, we're going to make everything nice everything tonight. So, Dr. Ev, we are having a Christmas treat in Jamaica. And as I told my audience earlier, it is your brainchild. Tell us where we are with this treat. Because I know you want to make these kids happy. We all do, but you especially. I mean, you have gone into this like with full throttle. So tell us about this program or this little treat that's going on down in Jamaica.
Have the opportunity. Thank you. I will definitely be happy to share that with you. Well, it's never a one-person thing, you know. It's the energy of the whole group. And in terms of putting this together, I had my wonderful sweet sister really putting this and getting the pie and the cake and everything together. Auntie Judith was really instrumental in helping me to get all of this thing together. But here's what we plan to do. When we think about children who are in need, sometimes we tend to want to just give them mediocrity thing. And this is not what we stand for in Give Back Jamaica. When we give back Jamaica, sure, we give back what we have and what we can give, but we're going to make that gift counts for something. And we're going to take the integrity of those children and we're going to build it up. Because when you think of a child not having a shoes, think about how low those esteems are. And uh-huh. we have seen it happen, given when we gave those kids a shoe, their whole world literally changed.
Changed.
Let me just go off a little bit on that there. It's just so funny, once you delve into something, how much you really realize around you what shoe giving really means. When I thought about this, I was just only thinking of my poor little barefoot at them time and thinking what I can do to make a child life different, and because the need that came out before us. But I am realizing the power of giving a shoe is something that you could never imagine what that can do to any person who don't have a shoe. And that is what we're trying to do. Our shoe that we gave in Jamaica was top-notch for the thing. People couldn't believe the quality that we give. And hence, to everything we do, we want to bring in quality in the experience. We have so far 12 students who we're hosting on the 26th, and thanks to our president again in person to oversee all of that. Big up yourself, HB. Who is down in Jamaica now overseeing all of that. And what we want to do, we want to bring these children and give them the experience. So we're having a celebration of Christmas in November, celebration. And in that celebration, Auntie Judith helped us to pick out some beautiful gift bags.
Wow.
With those little pretty garnish, with those little pretty flowers. Those little things that makes it nice and beautiful and look fancy. We've given some beautiful tablets. That is, they can multitask with it. They can use it as a notebook. They can draw. They can do all kinds of things with it. So I hope on an educational level and on a fun level, entertainment, this would be just uplifting them as well. A lot of the kids don't have gadgets and so on. So I hope this would just bring in a different dimension for them. Now,
that is definitely true.
Now we're talking about our menu. First of all, I told these folks, I do not want our children to have nothing with plastic.
Okay.
No plastic, nothing. No plastic, nothing. We want to give them the experience of having a sit-down dinner where they're being served, where their needs are attended to, where they get beautiful glasses for drinks, where they're getting chinaware and proper utensils. So this is what we are here to do. Not only just give them things, but we want to give the experience. And we have also invited the parent to join in the celebration and to join in the experience. And, oh, my Lord, what better can you do for humanity, especially young, impressionable lives and mind, to know, let them know there is nicer things out there. There is things for you to reach for. Let me let you know what it is to sit and have somebody serve you, have a decor, an ambiance, you know, a setting, you know, and that's what we tried to do this year. So thanks to Auntie Judith. Thanks for really hanging out there with me so many nights putting this together. And thank you. Thank you, Top Shelf. I mean, you'll be there, I mean, giving suggestions here and there. So it is a group effort, and this is what I love about what we do. Everybody pitching together. Want to thank Mr. Terry Reed, you know, oftentimes behind the scene, but behind there financially, he's been there with us. Again, we want to thank Peter Gay. She has a lot of, she wears many, many
definitely
different hats.
The dancing diva.
Dancing queen and diva. I know she's out about coming Thanksgiving feeding a lot of the veteran in her area as well. This is what we do. This is what we do. So thank you for giving us the opportunity to continue to come on to the show and share with your audience some of the things we're doing. And, of course, we want to have folks joining. This is an opportunity, and be a part of the opportunity, because I consider this an opportunity for me to serve. So just calling all of your folks to come in, man, and let's all of us be merry.
Yes, that is so true. And you know, Dr. Evers, I've always say on this program, to whom much is given, much is expected, and much is expected of us. And I know Auntie Judith, you know, as a deep hand in this. Now, Auntie Judith, tell me how you feel about this thing. Don't we have Auntie Judith? Okay. Okay, she's here. Well. I'm not picking up on Auntie Judy. But Dr. Ev, you know, I am so elated by, you know, the things that you've said. You didn't want these students to have
no plastic experience.
No plastic experience. You know, you want them to have China wear. You know, a lot of these students, you know, I mean, them to just get them little plates with them dinner evening time, and them just sit on one side and eat. Most of them, because we know the economic situation of many of these. We know the area so well. The area surrounding the school, like Lizard Town, you know, Winterspen, Strathmore, Damed, Crescent, Dignam Mountain. We know the areas, and we know the areas are basically, you know, poor. The economic situation is not as uplifting, so to speak. So most of these kids, if they even do get a little KFC every now and again, KFC offers nothing really, you know, for them to eat with a knife and fork, or sit at a nice table with, you know, nice ambiance, decor nice, music playing in the background, and being served. A lot of them are never privy to this kind of situation. So I thank you for this. And, I mean, I know the experience that they'll have is going to last forever with them.
Yes.
And I hope, you know, we're looking forward to this. Because what touched us back then, what touched us now, was when we look at what we have been through back then. You know, we went to school without lunch, without shoes, nice uniform, Vaseline in your ear. All these things, we never had all these luxuries. And when we look at these kids and see that they're lacking in some areas, might not be the same areas that we were lacking in, but they're lacking also. And if we can supply and fill that gap, fill the need for them, they indeed must become better persons than we are.
Oh, yes. I certainly concur with that.
Mm-hmm. I see my board well lit. My switchboard is well lit. Persons who are online, you can, if you want to talk with us, if you want to share with us, share your experience about your Crescent, you know, your Crescent experience, just hit one on your keypad. That means you put up your hand, and I'll call on you. Because I know some of you are brilliant students. I'll call on you. But in the meantime,
boy.
we we have been talking about what the things that we're doing in Crescent, at Crescent, and we are making shockwaves, and we are making an indelible mark on the community, on the students, and on the teachers of this institution. Because we are not joking. We're not here to play. And we've seen that our first actual event in the kickback program, it went off so well. And there are many more programs which Dr. Ev and Auntie Judith will agree with me with. We are making shockwaves in Jamaica. And we just want to ask people who are listening, come on in. We're doing a good thing. Join with us. Help us. Every mickle, make a muckle. Anything you want to contribute or donate, we will take it. My mother said, every little mickle, make a muckle. And I know Dr. Ev agrees full well with me that every mickle, make a muckle.
One cocoa full basket. I wish you could get some of them cocoa there now.
Yes.
Yeah, man. I think, you know, this is the time of the year we kind of get reflective and we kind of get generous. And folks who are listening in, whether you're listening in the archives of this show or you're live out there or listening to a link on the show, just kind of melt up your heart a little bit. If you're from Jamaica, think about a lot of us in Jamaica run up and down barefoot. You know, this is that time of the year where, you know, things are hard. Your parents, especially in the past year and a half, 2 years here, it has been extremely rough for both parents and children. And you guys know the backbone of this country is the woman. And it is, you know, you get paid the least in the society, you have to turn your hand. I don't know how much time you have to turn your hand to make fashion. Your hand never goes free. And when we are things to do that, man, this is humanity. It all comes down to we preserving our own lives, for real. This is not looking at somebody and say, hey, you have to take care of your thing. I mean, you create your circumstances. The circumstances is here, and we have to, as a community, get in and help, because you don't know who you're helping. You don't know whose lives you're changing. You don't know what you can be averting. I mean, because when people get backed up against the wall, you know, a whole lot of things can happen. And this is where we come in to remedy some of these situations. And when we talk about remedy, you know, we don't talk about $25 million of dollars, because we would have really loved that, because trust me, you know, this is some greatness happen if somebody give us some million. But, you know, your little $1, your $2, your $10, we can make miracles out of those. And the kids who are getting these gifts, you have to be on the ground and understand. I was talking to you earlier on, and we've had several teachers and school who have seen what we're doing with Crescent and saying, hey, can you extend the hand over to our school as well? Of course, would love to, but we don't have the resources yet. So guys who are listening out there, I don't know how gentler I can add. Please. And this kind of, this is an opportunity for us to reach out to someone, somewhere, change one life, and it has this ripple effect go down to the entire community. That's what we're trying to do here. So go to the Caribbean Radio Show at gmail.com, the PayPal. We have a PayPal set up there. GiveBackJamaica.com. We have a website, givebackjamaica.com. We have listed there all our programs, from Bellyful program, we have our hygiene program, we have our One Best One Child program. Certainly we have the Kickers Club, which we are really running with, and so much other things that we have. So why don't you join us? I mean, join us. We also need volunteers, too.
Tell your friend. Tell your friend about this program. Tell your friend about what we're doing, the good things we're doing in Jamaica. And, you know, on a point of, let me take this opportunity to tell you all that Mrs. Black, the home economics teacher from Jamaica, from Crescent Early School.
Remember her.
I think last night. She died last night of a heart attack.
I remember,
you know,
Miss Black.
My condolences to her family, you know. Mrs. Spence ran the home economic department. And I know most of the persons who are listening right now, they are aware of who Mrs. Black is. I shared her, a picture of her to the WhatsApp group. So that you know, that's very sad. I heard she was ailing for a while, and she went last night. But continuing with our program. Come on, man. I mean, Mr. LeBourne, light up, man. Come on. Put up on the hand now. Only no one talk to me. I am the top shelf diva. Talk to me, okay? So, Dr. F, them don't know, so me just come off my birthday, you know. And me just want the high to continue. Yes!
Well, they can say, sponsor a child in honor of your birthday. That would be a great idea. So all them kind of wonderful things there is an opportunity to get involved. Come on, really get involved. But I mean, I am just so excited. You know, I'm just so excited. I want to see those little ones, and I can't wait for those photographs and pictures to come in.
Also, my Dr. Ev, somebody's hand is up. So let's hear what this person has to say to us.
All right, keep it going.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you? First of all, I would like to take this opportunity to wish you a happy birthday, belated.
Thank you. Thank you. Don't ask me
how
old I am.
Do you feel 56?
Oh my gosh,
that's a big reveal there.
Give it away.
No idea.
You gave it away because it was all out there.
True. But I tell you something, Auntie Judy. I feel like 56 because, you know, when I get up in the mornings, I have to steady myself before I step off. I have to steady myself before I step off, because I'm like, you know, sometimes I'm like, where am I? Where in the house am I? But I might not look like 56. Can I tell you something? I can't. Every morning I get up on Facebook, you know, my Facebook message is full of crap. I mean. And I want to tell these people, I'm not looking at anybody. I might look like I'm 35 or 36, but indeed I'm 56 years old. Born 1965, in the fall of 1965. Coming in at the last girl of 8 and the second to last child of 12. I think our caller is ready to speak with us. Caller?
Yes.
Caller, good night. Yeah, good night. Who do I have the privilege of speaking with?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear
you.
Yeah,
we're hearing you.
Oh, good evening, Dr. Ev. How are you?
Wow, my auntie.
Thank you for all the good work.
Yourself.
Thank you for all the good word and works that you're doing. And you too, Miss Top Shelf.
Thank you very much.
Well, congratulations on the birthday of your son as well. You know, see,
thank
I was trying
so
to
much.
Sing him happy birthday, but you know, no return.
He is grateful for all the birthday wishes.
You know, Auntie Judy, when I
yes,
saw
ma'am.
You, I remember you telling me that your son's birthday is on the 18th. And I'm like,
yes.
Okay. So I'm like, yes! But
yes.
Scorpios are the best.
That we are the best.
But also is Auntie Judy's birthday too.
We are
yeah,
the best.
Her birthday.
So
it's all around the birthday.
Happy birthday to all of us.
Yes.
Happy birthday to
yes.
all of us.
Definitely.
And I am truly enjoying. I love when my birthday come around. It gives me especially now, because I remember once upon a time, a couple of years ago, I could not enjoy my birthday because my sister, who I followed, she was buried on my birthday. And
wow.
Any time my birthday is coming around, all I can think of, you know, is seeing
yes,
her lying dead in her casket. And it was like a couple of years ago when my oldest sister came to America, her first trip to America, and it was around my birthday time, and she said, look, man, stop it. Start living your birthday and enjoying your birthday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I started.
Yeah.
I still have this person, and I can't connect with her. But caller 954734, if you can hear us,
oops.
Go ahead. We're listening to you.
All right.
Can you all hear me?
Yes,
oh, sure.
I can hear you. I can hear you.
Yes. First of all, I must say congratulations to Top Shelf and her group. It's my first time on her program, Cecile, my
you.
Very good friend. We are almost like
you.
Sisters. You know, I mean, when I came to Florida, she was my right hand. Anything I wanted, I just call her, and she was always there for me.
Yes, she had tell my business.
So back
man.
To Crescent School now, Dr. Eve. I mean, I didn't go to school barefooted, but I remember I used to wear Mr. Robin shoes, the rubber shoes. Oh, my
no,
God. When sun cat
you mean the
rubber
sun
shoes.
You mean the sun splash on the pounds on the city?
But that was what those parents could afford. But I've seen children, especially from Reed Mountain, not to say we are bashing them, but, you know, and maybe some of them might be on listening now, but I remember those children from Reed Mountain coming down barefooted, and I was really
mm-hmm.
sorry for those children. There was nothing I could do. But, you know, but they came to learn, and they really learned their lesson. And with our former principal, Miss Mrs. Irving, I don't
mm-hmm.
know how many were around that time, but I remember vividly.
I developed
some kind of character straight from her. Can you hear me very well? My name is Iona. Well, that's it. It's Kennedy.
Iona, just hold on a minute. You touch a nerve, you know, and you send off a trigger a while ago when it spoke about
me touch a nerve?
Irving. Yeah, you touch a nerve, Mrs. Irving. No, tell us about Mrs. Irving, the Mrs. Irving that you knew.
Well, from memory, Mrs. Irving, she was a person you could look up to. You know, we used to call her Babylon because she was like a policewoman.
Yes.
You could not be outside, especially when when lessons going on. She would find you. Doesn't matter where you're tall or short. You girl over there, you boy. What are you doing over there? You better get to your class, and you better have some good reason to tell her why you're outside. You know. And I think some of those things are with me, and I brought my children up and the same way. After listening, I'm like Mrs. Irving. I grew up in her hands, so. You make sure when you go to school, you make the best of it. Because she always said to us, if I had known, it's always too late. So when you come to school, learn as much as you can.
Yeah.
I know that some of these people can attest to that fact. And
yes,
she was a very neat person.
Uh-huh.
Doctor, are you saying something?
No, I was saying that Eva can attest to that. because she,
yes,
spoke
she was very nice.
Time.
Yes, I remember as a child passing her office one day. She liked me nice. She called me, "You girl, you're passing the quadrangle, and there's a paper, and you didn't take it up." All I wanted to open my mouth to say I didn't throw it there, but I could never dare do that. I would just turn back, take up that paper nicely, find the garbage bin, and drop it there. And all those things help me to be a woman today. Anywhere I see mess, I'm going to clean up because I hate dirt. Whether I go to church sometimes, you know, my workplace, they know me as a clean freak. I cannot stand to see dirt or mess. I'm going to clean it up. So those things are still with me. And I'm so happy to see you invited me tonight because some nights, you know, we have different talk shows from church, but I'm really enjoying it. And even for those children that you're reaching out to, I feel like I would be a child again, but then, you know, I'm happy that you're reaching out. You're touching lives, honestly. You are really touching lives. I even saw where you guys bought shoes for them. Hats off to you ladies and gentlemen who have been contributing to that, you know, and the dinner that is coming up. You know, I'll talk to Cecil about that because I told her what my job entails. But I must congratulate you guys again because you're really, really doing a great job. Be like me, Maya. You're doing a great job and don't come down. Okay? So this is what
thank you.
For
the,
now.
The crew is ready and rearing
thank
to
you.
Go. You know, we're only, you know, depending on, you know, others to join us with their contribution. No matter how small it is, we are willing and ready to take your contribution. So, I mean, Mary can sit back and just listen to the program that we have set up here because we're going to be looking at Thanksgiving here in Jamaica, in America, as against what would Thanksgiving in Jamaica look like? You know, what are some of the food that we'll be eating in Jamaica as against the food that we're eating here in the United States?
The good old chicken back. And the corn is dumpling.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, even now when we celebrate Thanksgiving dinner here, it's not like a Thanksgiving like the American Thanksgiving. Like I take time and talk because we have with different things. Sometimes we don't have no turkey. You know, we don't have the turkey.
Right.
And the Americans, if you don't have any turkey, that's not Thanksgiving. But we have a look at things. We have the curry goat. Yes! The curry goat and... we look at nice things in Jamaica. You the oxtail. And, you know, I was watching a clip the other day for a reel. Everything, every time you go to a Jamaican store, even if you buy curry chicken or you know, other meat, you still want oxtail gravy. There's just something about oxtail gravy that just hits the spot. The oxtail gravy. And you know when that oxtail gravy nice? When it overnight.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. When they left it for tomorrow. That's when it's really nice. So I'm going back and forth with my program tonight because, as I said, it is lit. We don't have no success to it tonight. We're just going. We're just hitting it. So, Dr. Ev, I listened to the caller a while ago, and she spoke so much like you. Remember, I told you guys that I've never encountered Mrs. Irvin or Babylon like that. Now, for those who are listening and I don't know who Babylon is, Babylon was the principal of the Crescent Olive School back then, and she ruled with iron fist. And as such, she got the name Babylon. So now, Dr. Ev, your time now to back up all the things that the caller just said a while ago. So go ahead.
Well, Miss Iona Henry, that name is indelible in my mind. And
Kennedy.
It is just Kennedy.
Yeah,
sorry.
Kennedy.
We share a classroom.
Yes.
Together.
Yes.
Yes. This is Cherry, Miss Lynette's daughter.
With
Stella Crescent School.
Yes. I remember that name,
well,
Cherry baby.
Yes. So this is the life. But when we talk about Miss Irvin, And, of course, when you describe Miss Irvin, this is just towering off a lady, and especially we're a small little maga pygmy, towering off a woman with two big titties. And she'll lick you. She has to put her hand underneath the two titties there because they will jump up. And she was left-handed. So when she go down and come up, she puts her hand from one titty to the other one. I'll whoop you a little behind with her leather thing. But I want to mention something. And this is why, you know, even that moment in our lives, how it's so transformative. Just like her, I cannot pass a piece of paper or something on the floor or on the street without bending up to pick it up. Because of Mrs. Irvin. She says, cleanliness is next to godliness.
Yeah.
And we had to pick up. I cannot cross a lawn. We had the quadrangle in the eighth grade section. And you couldn't walk across that grass to the other side of the quadrangle. And even today, I cannot walk across a long grass area there because of that. So it just go back to tell you, if you have a solid foundation, morality and otherwise, this is something that becomes a part of your life. And how can anyone pay for that? This is why my commitment to Crescent, I continue to say, the person who I am, the reason why I'm able to survive, I won't even succeed, but to survive and overcome so many things is because I'm a Jamaican and because I went to Crescent. And that is the God's truth. Mm-hmm. That is my foundation. I understand what it means to give. I understand what it means to try to strive. I wasn't a brilliant child. I usually sit in my 5'2" and watching Miss Lauren's class with the bright picnic, them like Miss Judith. I put up them hands. 25 times, 25. Miss Lauren said 25 times, 20. The hands were up already.
Yes.
That was the brilliance. I strive for that brilliance, but I never really get to achieve it. But you know what? I work hard because there was a discipline of working hard. They're brilliant people, and they're people who can work hard. And ever in my existence, a Crescent, it teach me never to give up, and it teach me to work hard. It teaches me that there is nothing that I cannot achieve, and I've kept that with me. Although me was one of them picnic there who at times for a while never have no shoes. We have one little uniform where you have to wash at nighttime and high on with the coconut brush and all of that. You never have no book.
Yes, a lot of us can testify to that.
You never have much of anything, but there is something that was in Babylon, something that was instilled in us. I can feel the aura in that place that grew me. That was what, this is my upbringing. This is a part of me. And as long as I'm able, Crescent will always be my focus because I cannot give back enough of what that institution gave to me. No matter what I become, Crescent is the foundation that brought me to where I am.
Okay. This is the CRS Radio, the Caribbean Radio Show, and it's a knowledge station. And I have a caller here with me. It's 47866. Caller, the caller hang on.
All right.
The caller gone. The caller run gone. Put up the and run gone. You know, those kind of students, you know, I'll chase them down.
You have to go get Babylon. Go have Babylon circular.
Hold on. I think I still have 47866. Are you there?
Yes. I think that you have to quick and hit it and go fast and moving. Furious, fast and furious.
Okay, I think
fast
I have
and
a
furious.
I think I have a caller now. 4786 caller.
Yes, good night, ladies.
Good evening.
Good night. Beautiful voice.
I must commend you ladies on the very good job that you're doing. I had a chance of listening. This is my third time, but first time calling in. And I just want you guys to, you know, keep up the good work. And I may not be from where you guys are, but I'm from Portland. And growing up, I remember I was not raised with my father, you know. And the first day of high school, I bought a pair of shoes from a cousin of mine who used to live in Belgrade. And that pair of shoes left me on the road I used to go to Titchfield High School. So the first day of high school, I was so embarrassed, you know, because we all went to visit the principal at the primary school, you know. And we went there, and I was so embarrassed walking on the street with that old shoes flipping on my foot, you know. And I always, ever since that day, I just love shoes. Everywhere I go, I buy shoes. That's my weakness, you know, because from that experience. And, you know, I always have it in mind that, you know, if I could contribute to other kids, because I know it was rough growing up with not having a father, and my mom was the only person, you know. So, I mean, I'm not rich. The least I can do, you know, I'll reach out to Top Shelf because she's my sparring pea. She's my go-to for everything, you know? And
thank you.
Yeah, she's just an awesome person, and I love her to death, you know?
Ooh,
I could tell her anything and, you know, and all of that. So you guys just keep up the good work, and may God continue to strengthen you all, and you all have
thank
a blessed
you.
Night.
Thank you
so
very
much, ma'am.
Man. Thank you. You have a blessed
You're welcome.
Night, too. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, darling.
Wow. You know, when I hear about how important a shoes is to folks, much less a young person, it kind of just builds up that momentum a little bit, kind of edge it on a little bit more. What a shoe can do for a child, what a shoe can do for a human person. When you want to have a little pep in your step, man, and you put on one of them spike heels there, I mean, you feel like you're on top of the world. So I think that we are on the verge of making, there's not as I know that there is anything like this in Jamaica. And thanks to our team, we're not only going to be looking at Crescent, because Crescent is just because we have an affinity to the school, but we're going to be digging into the country area, especially all of them schools up in the backwood, and
bring that kind
of joy.
And
all of you, Miss Iona and that wonderful lady, who just talk about her shoes. Boy, me have so much of them shoes that when you walk on them and you have to use a piece of string and tie back the bottom of the shoes when you reach where you're going. A serious thing. And the embarrassment when your shoes heel broke off. Telling you, a shoe is really, really an important thing. So I think it is. Bless us. You say God bless us, but you bless us by joining this mission with us. Because we alone can't do this thing. We alone cannot do this thing. And you guys have tasted some of the glory and sweetness of what her shoes is. My sister mm-hmm. said, anywhere, she has to buy her shoes when she sees them.
And that is true.
Help us.
It's true.
And spread the thing.
That is
it's
so true.
Sometimes you just wear it one time and that's it.
You know, when she spoke about her shoe, you know, flapping, she would leave her road.
Mm-hmm.
How embarrassing that was.
Very.
The embarrassment when a child comes to school without no shoes on his or her feet and other children start bullying that child. That child learns nothing at all. That child just wants is either 12 o'clock to come to the yard or
no.
Especially in a time like now, you know, back in our time, hey, it seemed like it was the norm. But as my son would say, it's 2021 now. You know, everybody wants to have something on their feet.
So
you know, everybody should have something on their feet.
That is so true. And that is what we are striving for, to put, you know, when you put a shoe on a child's feet, you put a smile on the child's face also.
Yes.
There's a total
yes.
balance. It's a holistic approach. Because when you step out, as Dr. Ev, when you step out, you're going to leave Ground Thunder behind and step out in a nice pair of shoe. Nobody can talk to you. You step high.
And true.
Yeah.
You know, there's just one thing about that shoe session that it left an indelible mark on me when they spoke about the woman who came with with a piece of broke down slippers or broke down shoes and just left it and gone, put on the brand new one and just left the piece of rare and gone, left that. I don't want that again. You know what I'm saying?
It's a new me. It's a new me.
Yes, it's a transformation.
Yeah.
The child is transforming to somebody because having a shoe makes the child become somebody. When you walk by your ground and your shoes, I mean, mind you, you hardly find a child wants to go to school now without shoes. They're not going. They're not going. If your shoe's ugly, because if your shoe's ugly, how it look pop down, you're in a problem because these kids will tease you from now till Jerusalem.
Yep.
You know, a story of mine, and she wouldn't mind at all, and I'm sure Iona remember Claudette McDonald.
Claudette once
told me a story that her mother usually sell in the market, of course. We know how the market selling going. And the mother, she never have no shoe. And she buy one crepe. And the crepe couldn't fit her. And I don't know if you guys know any of them crepe at them time. It has a piece of rubber.
Butter crepe?
Yes. And what her mom did. Slice out the back of the shoes. And so see her foot could have hold down in the shoes.
You
so you know, the foot had got, come on, man. I'm telling you, you try
that with in 2021,
as you guys rightly say, when we were going to school, you and your wrong tongue, now you have to do a Vaseline them up, or your coconut highlight up, right?
Highlight up,
but
yep.
And you would be able to survive in school. I mean, when you're rich, like Iona, you have the sunflowers and the Tarzan. No, when that the sun there. Hot up in them shoes, then, you know, and you start sweating on them. You are sliding on the shoes, them, you know.
Mm-mm.
Because the water, where you're sweating on your foot.
Sweat.
what kind of shoes is that?
The shoes called Sunflash and Tarzan.
Rubber Soon.
Dr. Ed, what, yeah? What was the other name of it? Sun Splash?
Sun Splash. Sun Flash and Starzan.
It's like
that
what?
Butter usually make
yeah,
them.
Yeah, Starzan.
Butter.
Oh, yes.
It's Starzan, man. Them black.
Let me talk to Auntie Judith. Auntie Judith, wait talk about if it's like crap. If it's like crap.
I don't know. Okay, so let me just say.
Auntie Judith,
I've never had the opportunity. I've never experienced it, going to school barefoot, you know, going to school without shoes. I've always had shoes, socks, uniform, right? So that's some kind of new to me. So I'm never going to do some research to see what it looks like.
Auntie Judith was privileged enough because she didn't miss Miss Lawrence class, so she have bright picked me and she have our people them are foreign. We have sent our teams them. So she knows
you know
them category.
You know, Dr. M, I would fall into that category too, you know, going to school without shoe on my feet. Owing to the fact that we lived in an era where we could go sell ackee and, you know, go pick ackee, climb ackee tree at morning time, you walk through bush till dew water, wet you up and soak your clothes all the way up to your waist just to find some ackee to take out to the road, you know, to go sell, string it up on a string and you sell your ackee and you come back in. Those things helped us. So had it not been for ackee tree lying the canal bank and the river bank and the old angel's bush, we wouldn't have survived. Because we, you know, when we look at other kids and I was a brilliant child at school, I must say, you know, a brilliant child. But sometimes me hungry, me not have no lunch. Or you would have to walk home for lunch and walk back to school again. So by the time you get back to school, you're hungry again. So I did
you
not see
some of the crackers come up to you.
Yeah, I did not keep on those things. You know, had it not been for those things, I don't know. You know, I would have probably been going to school without shoes too. But had it not been for, you know, the ackee tree them. We used to say, Mary, she knows that. Dr. Ed, you know that. We are privy to this kind of situation. And when I tell people that I used to sell in the market with my mother and sleep in a market with my mother just because I wanted to be somebody.
Yeah.
To be somebody. I had boys in my class used to call me market vendor. Even when I went to dental, I was still holding on to Grace shopping bag, a market and seasoning and shopping bag, seasoning, scallion. Yes. All because I wanted to be somebody. I had an ambition to be somebody, you know. So that never fears me. I never call me market vendor, but I would call me market vendor from a distance because I know, say, if them come up to my face and say market vendor, them face gone. You know? So, you know, and when I look back at it now, I say, I have somebody who, you know, could do this for us. We never used to. What do we know about knife and fork? Me sit around a table and acting pretty. What me know about knife and fork? Huh? Spoon, you use
but
spoon
and shelf.
Eat a dumpling. Uh-huh.
Well, plastic dish then and plastic cup.
Yes. And in that milk cup.
Yeah, me tell somebody me don't want none of them.
Mrs. Seal.
And this is why, hold on a minute.
Go ahead.
Now, has this made you a worse person or a better person?
It made me a better person. I am more thrifty, right?
Okay.
And when I tell people, you know, hold on a little bit. When I tell people, so when I dress to the max for a heels, and people are like, whoa, you look good. Those must be expensive. No, they're not expensive. I go to the Goodwill, the DW boutique, and I buy my stuff, and I take them home. And you can't
fix them on how to them.
Yes, you can't look better than me. When I go to Goodwill and I buy my stuff. When I came to America, I used to go to the mall. And Because when I go to Goodwill and look, I see Land Rover. I see all kind of expensive cars park up out there. Right? I say, oh, I saw them do it. So listen, it has made me into a better person. And for that reason, I have passed on this to my kids. I tell my kids, look, I don't care no worthless picnic come here. So guess what? Get with the program. And this is what we want for these kids in Jamaica. This is what we want. I mean, it's not that you're going to spoon feed them or baby them down or so on, but we're going to show them love because a lot of us never had that love.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to show them this love. We're going to show them respect. We're going to show somebody cares, right? And we're hoping that this stays riveted in their minds, in their little minds, and as they grow into being better men and women, better than we are, they will also remember to give back.
Yes, right. Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I think I really like that, and I echo that a lot. Because this is a lot of things that we don't always show gratitude for where we're coming from and know that we're on the backs of other people. So I really applaud you for saying that. We have to teach each one, give one. We have to pass it on. We have to pass the torch on because this is how we're going to build a stronger nation and stronger people. We cannot be selfish in what we have because selfishness creates wants. And you're not going to be up living up in a big mansion near me, and I'm suffering, and you're going to think that you're safe. We have to find that little sweet spot in where we can give everybody an opportunity to strive. Not everybody is going to be top shelf, but some of us can be satisfied in the middle of the shelf. And not every, you know, not all of us can going to be down there. You know, you want to know you have the opportunity to strive. Just that opportunity, just like the shoe give us not only a smile to these children, you know, but it give them dignity. If you'll allow me, another lady that we had, and I may be sounding like a broken record, but we want to really emphasize what really certain things mean to people. We had another lady that came in with her two children and never have not them flip-flop. You know, you look on them flip-flop. And one of the kids' foot was so small, we didn't have a small size for that child's feet. The lady said, well, boy, me not leave his shoes in there for now, give me. Maybe stuffy with newspaper to make sure say, that child have something on them feet too. When you hear those stories, when you hear a mama's story like that, when you and that child will get him foot stuff, feel proud. Knowing now fit him nice and subtle. He has something on him foot to move like him brother. He has something other than a flip-flop. It may not be as comfortable, but he is not left out. A mama will not make that child leave out. She going to stuff it. She going to turn her hand and make fashion and make sure he have somebody dignity as well. As them say, take out the shame out of an eye and make him feel like him belong and he has somebody to. So guys, those of you out here who are reaching out to us on our program, we not just bringing smile, we bring in dignity, we bring in hope. We are creating a life for these children and taste a different, when you are dreaming, you know, sometimes you see something. Why a lot of us becomes who we are. You see one car and you look on the car, you sit on your dream about having a car, uh-huh. and that dream turn into reality.
Preach on, preach
when
on.
You, when you sit down and what we are doing, one of us at a time, one of us at a time, touching one child. And as we says, we agree, these children, we don't have a lot of money, and this money comes out of our pocket because we don't have people. Let me tell you something. When I hit some folks, you have a lot of people, what we're doing, they will say, God bless you, God bless you. But if you, me say, the amount of blessing that we get, mm-hmm. if those could turn into shoes and money, we would have the whole school have a pair
mm-hmm.
of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
We want people to say, we want the blessing, you know, because that's important. But we want people to say, God bless you, give back Jamaica. See one $10.
Here's a $10.
Do mm-hmm. a little better work. You know, strengthen
yes.
your blessing one $10. Because trust me, to be honest with you, the blessing alone can't move the needle. It can't, we can't take the blessing and go to some store and buy no shoes. So we love the blessing because we need that. It motivates us. But just say, hey, sister, $25, make the blessing go a little further. No, I'm going to do 250 pair of shoes. Make this year, I'm going to do 500 pair of shoes. And I want to tell you, with the 250 pairs of shoes, but that is not all of where the need is. That is just mm-hmm. tipping the
a
iceberg.
A drop in the bucket, yeah.
Mm.
You know, Dr. Ed, you said something a while ago. In essence, when you help these kids, you are creating a safe zone for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember as a child, we never really have no toys, so to speak. And I remember walking through the scheme, coming from Little Crescent and coming through that scheme to come out by, I think, is it, you know that, so what's the name of that big old, that big place there when you come out from, you can enter, you can come out from two ways. You're coming from the Little Crescent. And there's this, is it Soul Center?
Is that Monticello?
Monticello.
Yeah, but there was a big, this building was facing facing textile, the
Winter
Court, Winter Spin. The building was facing the it was directly in the train line over into Winter Spin. I don't remember the name of it. Is it Soul Center?
Green Acres?
I don't remember what the name of it.
Green Acres?
No, I'm talking about a building that used to be at the side of the road. Right, and you would on the other side of the road is that turn that gets you to Winterspan through over the train line, like you'll be going to Arrigo-Navo or GC Foster. What's the name of that building there? There was a big building. I think it was a I don't remember. It was a shop or something.
A club,
right there. Yes, it's a club thing.
Angel's Inn.
Yes, Angel's Inn. Angel's Inn.
Yes.
So right behind there, there was a nice house, and there was a ball sitting in the yard, but it was sitting closer to the gate than the road. And we started looking at the ball, you know, we started walk past the ball, and we said, we want the ball because we don't have none to play with. And they said to me, go and get it. You go get it because you can run fast. I went, and as soon as I touched the ball, a lady said, leave it. And we run, you know. And I'm saying that because we had a need, we didn't have nothing to play with. We see this and we want to go for it and take it. So I'm looking at what Dr. F says, very, very detrimental. Because if you are part of these kids, then definitely, you would be sorry, my throat. You would be creating a safe zone for yourself. Where is that noise coming from? You'd be creating a safe zone for yourself by, you know, these boys won't become criminals. You have to worry about them becoming criminals and gunmen and coming to shoot you or so on. Because when you need something, when you have a need, sometimes you will do anything to go fulfill that need.
Yeah.
And we don't want these boys or these girls to go out of the way, in our Jamaican vernacular, go out of the way. We want to keep them on the straight and narrow, allowing them to get a proper education, you know, and I the history. And I remember a part of, West Indian history, when the slaves were freed, the mothers were the ones who didn't even want them to go close to no cane field again. They said, no, you're not going to any cane field because you're going to get some form of education, because education, you know, lifts you above poverty. And that is what we're striving for. So, folks listening, if you're listening now and if you're listening on, or if you're going to be listening in the archive, please, we need your help. We need your help. And it will take anything from $1 to $1,000 and beyond. We will take it. You'll see the wonders that we do with your money. We're not taking your money for any joke. We are moving mountains. We are doing stuff with it. And, I mean, when we look back at the things we have accomplished so far, we are proud of ourselves and proud of our actions and proud of our begging, because we got somewhere through begging. And Dr. Ev, you can testify to that.
Yeah, wow. It kind of tear me up all the while, just looking and see how much. When I look at the student, it's undoubtable that when students who go to Crescent can hold up their hand and say, boy, Mrs. Irving did this and Mrs. Irving that. And I'm talking to those students right in the eye now. The moment you can give credit to Mrs. Irving for the great things that she has taught you, that mold you, help you become, this is a time that I'm asking you to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a friend. It's not okay to just, it's like we're just saying, bless you, bless you. We have to use that with something else, because we're living in the real world. I think so many people, and a lot of people may not know, those who are listening, I know our colleagues here know, Crescent School was the number one school in Jamaica. But not only in Jamaica, in the entire Caribbean at the time, at the height of our stuff. So people clamoring to get into Crescent like some Ivy League school. And it's not that it was Ivy League school. This was poor people. But poor people was instilled with ambition from a great leader. And folks, let me just stop for a moment and dissect this. In a fluid time, that you have come up and you have a woman in the 1960s that was able to break through all of them walls and ceiling. So you can have a woman with, no matter how the boy them long like papa tree, them see me serving and them is crawl underneath them little necks. Because, as them say, that's a Babylon oneself. How many people, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, has been impacted by that school, Crescent? So don't tell me that it is not right. We shouldn't have to ask if you are part of that lineage to make sure that you give back. And not only to make sure you give back, it is our duty to bring back Crescent to where she belongs and uphold that lineage, uphold the Babylon's name. We have to have, and of course, there are so much things that we have planned for that school, that when we finish with it, she will shine brighter than she has ever shined before. She would have produced the lawyers and the doctors and the and the Indians and chiefs, the physicians, the scientists who will go to cure the cures of cures and the ailments. That's what we're going to believe you, me, with your help. All of you listening to me, can you imagine if everybody who is listening to us, and we have a damn pretty big audience, and even Crescent School, if ever we have, even with our small group, we have a small group of alumni also, and even our little group, we have our Give Back Jamaica group, and folks, please do invite your friend, Give Back Jamaica, right on social media, and invite your friend over there, and you'll be able to see some of the work we are doing. When you pull your resources together, nobody don't even have to get $10, I know. Even in the, talking to the diaspora on alone, we have over 3.5 million people. Can you imagine it, each person just even give 0.5 million people just give a dollar to back to Jamaica for our charity? Me not talk about 3 million, you know. Me not talk about giving $10, just a dollar. You see, everybody I look for, everybody I do, and everybody I do. But if everybody, I don't know how to make this impacting to us. We're a small little nation, you know. When you look at how we impact the world, we just come off of the Olympics. We have a whole heap of Olympians we can produce out of Crescent. When we look at how we chest high with the big J upon our stuff, and then when you look at the people them and say, give us something, woman, so we can enhance the program in Jamaica so our chest can high and we can build more to the sky.
I'm beat for cover. I'm beat for cover.
Yes, everybody, spirit drop. When we ask the people on my thing, I mean, everybody hand drop, everybody missing. You know what? Some of them even unfriend me. But thank God, there are people outside of this sphere who are unfortunately the majority of the charitable folks are even never ever been to Jamaica. I'm sad to say that. But putting that aside, my friends, I would like all of you are listening to bring Top Shelf is the diva in this, to call up Top Shelf. Send an email to Top Shelf. Tell of a friend who know of a friend to call them up and say, hey, right now, for those of you who have been to Crescent, I'm talking to you personally right now. And Top Shelf, I know I'm hugging off your program, but allow me.
No,
sometimes,
man, just,
you know, the emotion
ahead.
Just get to me.
Go ahead, because I feel
so about this. We who have been in Crescent, they bench them. Them the time we are at school, they try with the combine, can't hold power bench, can't win manga. No, a whole different. I don't like when you laugh, you know.
I don't know, so I'm comfortable, but
yes,
we have to sit down.
You, we have to sit down. And
I will stand up on the tree and learn.
Exactly. And believe you me, my dear friends, some of them same benches there is where they are Crescent. Chichia eat them out. Some of them broke down. Them damage so till them can't damage them. Have some big nail in them. When I see the sir, we call him sir, Mr. Francis, send some of them picture there to us. Me say, who over 40 are the year? Them, luckily, them all see the bench and them was tough and hard. Those are the benches that people still live on. Three picnic can hold upon them. Doing picnic them, just different farmer picnic them, bigger now. And, you know, people now was wonderful like we were. When you're in a class, you have to behave yourself. Now somebody there will get up and all of them stuff in there. So we are doing the one desk. Now we have COVID coming into the picture now. the one that some of the classroom them no have no bench fee pitney them sit on pan for learn. And we know who, if you have a good ambience and a good classroom and make a pretty in a classroom, the pitney them is more willing to learn.
To learn, yes.
We are doing an initiative now, one that's one child. Folks, if you are from Crescent, may I literally beg you now, try and find all of the people who are this, because we need to put this in a Crescent. We have gone to Jamaica. We have bought the desk that we want already. These desks are adjustable desks. So we're beautiful because we want nice, good, pretty things for the children them, and make them just feel a different kind of way, because poverty has behind beat them up, and we are trying to balance that off with giving them a different size. Say, hey, you know, poverty now go win. Once we them out the place, it now go win. So we have gone to the company. We have tell them our intention of how much best we want. We have one classroom at a time we want to. The first classroom have 53 children a night. That means a 50p bench a night. We are looking at doing a wholesale price with this company. And so we are looking at $100, 100 US per desk, or around about 80 US per desk. And I'm asking, let us challenge ourselves. If one person, each and every one of us, put on our list 50 people and beg them, I mean, I use the word salary, beg them $100, we can furnish one classroom. I am also reaching out to our churches, our congregation, to say, we know that we are talking about the religious thing, the spirit, and we can't only deal with spirituality because we live in the physical too. And part of the whole education system and giving back, the whole of that, we're not forgoing of that. If our churches can, those of us who are in the church, talk to your pastor and say, Pastor, me come from Crescent, one little, and we have an organization. We have the Hungry Belly thing. Can you sponsor the Hungry Belly program? Can we sponsor 10 child at $25 a month? You sponsor 10 child and collect a special offering. Or can we do a classroom where we can furnish a classroom at $100, so if a $40, I don't care. If you want one desk or two desks, you don't have to do a whole classroom. Say to your congregation, hey, here is a need for somewhere in Jamaica where Pitney really need help. You know, right now, our children in Jamaica for Crescent School, because this pandemic take us broadsidedly, they don't have any equipment. The Pitney them now go to school for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
2 years, because they don't have tablets. Even if you could have bought them one tablet, where am I going to get the money
Wi-Fi.
To buy Wi-Fi? Thank you. So we in our country, when you're looking at the United States, if this is one of the richest countries in the world, and they might have such a difficult thing. But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
When you look around in this country, everybody has tried help.
Yes.
So we have to remember where we come from. Although sometimes we say, boy, we now go back to Jamaica. But you know what? You have your uncle, auntie, cousin, sister, granny, brother-in-law still out there. Your blood still out there. Your navel string still cut out there. And that's where you go to school. Are there some old you? Your granny's still out there. Your great-grandmama's still out there. So the least you can do is give back a little something.
Uh-huh.
Give back a little something. So, once again, I'm asking you, this is one of those charitable times. But don't even make this time, because we always use it. If it's only them your time, some people can be charitable, fine. But let us collectively, I believe in the collectivity. I believe in the synchronicity. You understand? Of all of us, put one little bit. All of us are cheering at the glory. So somebody now forgive $100. We can get 10 people forgive $5.
Yeah.
So you have 10 people sharing in the glory.
Yeah.
So again, I am asking you guys, think about your family and friends. A couple of them can get together and say, all right, 10 of us together, family. Make the Lincoln family sponsor this. I sponsor that. We have our sponsor program. We have 12 children that individuals from across the United States are sponsoring. Every month, then say $150, we put things. Some people say, well, I mean, I don't know where money I go for. Every time we do a program, we have boots on the ground. Now we have our president now on the ground. We are going to be hosting 30 people. Parents, children, and some admin for this little November Christmas. We have our boots on the ground to oversee how every penny is spent. We take picture of every single thing. So
we record everything. We record everything.
And record everything. So people say, but I'm in an hour of money going go. Lord, forget about that, because you can't open for a book. You can't come, you give us $5. We can't track your $5 to see do what you say it's supposed to do. So once again, my friend, let's get together. Let us break this barrier somehow. Let us fuse together. Let us join together. And you say you love Jamaica. Let us show our love to a little island. Let us send some people to the Olympic where come out a crescent and some of the other people. When the thing say, well, I'm not going to tell you no. When you look on Bolt a Bolt, there is a picnic somewhere in the bush in one of them there. We can
who
bolt
can run
faster
than Bolt. Yes.
I just threw him now get the opportunity at them picnic that we can dig out. So we can put with Big J on our chest and shout out and make ourselves proud. We are pioneer in this world, this little 144 square miles, a little dot on the map.
As it is said, we little but Kalawa.
Thank you.
But like I've always said,
this is the Caribbean Radio Show, CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station. And again, I am saying to all who are listening right now, press 1 on your keypad, and you'll be able to chat with us, because the conversation is sweet, it's peppery, it's nice. So if you want to be a part of the conversation, just press 1 on your keypad, put your hand up, and I'll see you. Even if you're at the back of the class, I'll call on you. All right? So, Auntie Judy, go ahead with what you're saying.
I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. Crescent, and not only Crescent, what I'm going to say Crescent, because that's what I know or where I know. Crescent has given birth, I'm going to say, to some very talented people who have turned out well, people who have, who now have big jobs everywhere, home and abroad, okay? So this is what I say. And this is what I have always believed. And maybe it was instilled in me why I keep believing this and I keep doing what I do. Someone has poured into you. And if someone did not pour into you, it would not have made you the person that you are today. So it is time that you pour into someone and don't be selfish about what you do, because someone needs that,
for them to grow, for them to be like you, for them to look up to you. It will make you feel good. It makes your heart happy. It just does a good thing to you as a person when you give back.
Yes, that is so true. Definitely so true. And as I said before, you know, when you help these kids, you are charting not only their future, your future also, and you are securing safety. You'll be able to walk in your communities. Because
mm-hmm.
when these kids, you know, they're uneducated, I mean, nobody loves them, or they feel nobody loves them, guess what? You're going to find a whole heap of gunmen. You're going to find a whole heap of criminals. But when you help these kids and help them, I mean, yeah, we're securing the future for ourselves also. I said, my board still lit up? Come on, folks. Come on, man. Talk to me. So right now, as I said before, we got off into this tangent and, yeah, you know, we're passionate about giving back. So whenever we get the opportunity, we just rush off into talking about Give Back Jamaica. But it's Thanksgiving time. And as a Jamaican, what are you making for Thanksgiving? What kind of food do I cook? Because in case I want to stop by, what kind of food do I cook? I'm not a meat fan, but we bought some oxtail this evening. You know, we bought almost $60 worth of oxtail because we said, okay, we're going to cook this oxtail and we're going to save some for days after because, you know, cheap. So tell me what I cook. Would I eat some turn cornmeal on that?
Oh, my gosh.
Some
steamed fish?
I love turn cornmeal. Love it. So tell me what I cook. Dr. Ev, I'm not home, so you kind of exempt.
The thing about it, what you've asked me is now what we have cooked, what we want to eat.
So what you want to eat, what you feel like eating on that day?
You know, for me, to be honest with me, I am a non-conformative person, to be honest. Like when I'm at home, there's a whole lot of things I don't do like regular human beings.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm at home, Thanksgiving Day, as they call it, I usually go to the shelter and feed the homeless. And I usually fast that day. There's nothing for me to celebrate about Thanksgiving as such. Because for me personally, my celebration, I honestly, and I'm not just saying this, every single day I am just absolutely thankful for every little thing. Because when it comes to food, remember days when things, you know, it's the other day I was opening a sardine. I love sardine. And I opened one sardine and I said to myself, oh my, I'm standing up at the kitchen sink and I'm saying, wow, and I opened the sardine and put it in the plate. And I said, me alone, I go eat this
sardine.
One woolly sardine. I remember she had five of us. Some of us only get a little of the aisle part. Your mother stretch it out so much with little Kelly onion and Kelly and fling some aisle on it. So for me personally, every time you see me sit down and something happen, there is a kind of, just diverting a little bit. Even sometimes I sit down and I drive my car. I say, Rotted, I did like a barefoot girl. I drive
I
one whole up car.
No, I push down car.
I said that. But I push down car. Lord have mercy. Me, I said, gosh, have mercy. On me, this, I drive one car.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm telling you, I wish a lot of things, but me the things I care, me couldn't go on my wish list because that was impossible as a uh-huh. child. That was impossible. So for me personally, when it come on to food and I see food and I'm able to eat, because I remember my days at Crescent, especially Friday, when the little chicken back and the yellow hile and the fried dumpling, me I can't taste them. There's something there right now.
Right now.
And the burger.
Right now.
Yes.
Mm.
And
right
the burger. No. Lord have mercy. And then you get the aluminum thing with the milk powder. Mr. What could have been delicious? So we could have get some of that there right now. Because we had food scarcity. We never had a lot of stuff. So for me, even when we have one pretty little a bottle or so, me think it hard to throw it with. I mean, I said, Lord, if me did that in Jamaica, make use of this bottle over and over. I want pretty little paper bag. Me have to fold it up and use it a whole heap of time over.
Wow.
So I think for me is me not really take nothing for granted. Me look on things a little bit different. And me not really, if I was at home, I've never bought a turkey. I've never cooked a turkey. I've never had a special dinner for Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So me not really kind of do that. But trust me. Would I eat some of the ox tail there?
Yeah. So, Auntie Judy, what are you having at your pot?
My menu is extensive.
Wow.
That's
menu.
All like ox tail.
You're the American. She going to do a turkey with stuffing, and she going to have cranberry. Yeah, and she going to have
turkey.
Okay.
No turkey served here this year. We always waste the whole turkey. So I was looking for turkey wings.
You can get a half turkey, you know that.
No. Everybody have a fight over the wing. I don't have two wing the turkey have.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. So, you know, I'm cooking some curry goat, some oxtail, some fried chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So, some rice and gungo.
Uh-huh.
Woo!
Cornbread.
Oh.
The cranberry up on the side, the gravy up on the side, some string bean. And my son is bringing macaroni and cheese. And my sister-in-law is bringing, she will say rice and peas and dessert. May have some rum and raisin ice cream in the freezer. I may have some vanilla ice cream in the freezer. So, you know, anybody can come over.
So you
Dr. F, I was asking my brother how far he is from you. You know, so I don't know. We'll see how it works out, Dr. F.
Well, good job of a plate here.
I was asking my brother. I was asking my brother how far he is from you. You know.
So Miss Kennedy, what are you having for Thanksgiving? Miss Kennedy gone. So anyways, we're gonna have a jolly time. Whether we eat cornmeal, are we eating oxtail, are we eating turkey, it doesn't matter. You know,
it doesn't
matter. Whole idea about, you know, be thankful and giving thanks and yeah.
Right.
That's what we're shooting for. And if it was Jamaica, some dumpling and some yellow yam and curry chicken box.
Jesus,
I told you guys about curry chicken back and
the best curry chicken back me ever eat. And continue to eat that my sister curry chicken back. Me don't know where she put in there. Get the curry chicken back. Oh goodness. You lick your finger and can't stop. Me don't know what and it's not like say she go to the wheel. Me don't know what she do. But all I know is that
it's just love. You cook it with love.
It turn up and turn over. And my sister, she's the one who has the most kids in the family. So she cook for a whole heap of picnic. And when you look and see she cook picnic from all over the place, gone. Because Auntie Lou up there cook. Right? And then
wow.
Gone. Auntie Lou, I don't know. She must be when Jesus and they feed the 5,000 because she never had much. But when home girl throw down that curry chicken back from all walks, you're all there. Curry chicken back and dumpling. And she cook fast too. Fast. If you're hungry and it's Auntie Lua cook, trust me, man. Pat soon land. I love Jamaica. I love Jamaica. And even though now I really don't eat a lot of Jamaican food because, you know, the starchy food and, you know, I don't eat a lot of it anymore. But I still pine so often. You know, and I might not go to Jamaica and to a Caribbean store and buy it. But from time to time, you know, I'll make a little pot of something and try it out. And then for another year or so, I might not, you know, eat anything like that. But trust me, Jamaican food, wicked. Wicked, wicked, wicked. Wicked, 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 especially when you cook over wood fire.
Oh, my Lord.
When you cook your food over wood, it takes you the whole of the smoke and the smell of the wood. Oh, goodness. That's
yeah.
Because you can't talk about that. Auntie Judy, you don't know nothing about cooking for wood fire, you know?
Oh,
yes, I do.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, ladies. I was born and raised in St. Mary. I grew up with my grandmother. So me know if you light coal stove, me know if you bake pan wood fire, me know if you draw the fire, me know if you do everything. Me know if you go down a bush, go look banana with me cutlass, chop down the banana tree and catch the banana before it drop on the ground. Me don't know if you climb coconut tree or not like that, but me know if you juke off coconut off a tree.
With bamboo.
You know. Me know if you dig cocoa. Me know if you dig up sweet potato. Listen. Me spend most of my life a country, you know, but me spend little bit of time at Spanish Town. At Spanish Town, me start.
Okay.
So, me know all of that. Me know all of that. I mean, me come from humble beginnings. Me come from humble beginnings.
Yes, ma'am. Me love yard, man. Love home. Love the food. Love the vibe. Especially around this time of the year, you know, with Christmas in the air. Because we don't have no Thanksgiving, you know. We have Christmas. When Christmas
is
in the air, I mean, you can feel the excitement. And sense it. Everybody start clean up. Everybody start buy up their drinks. The sorrel start pick. And when you pick the sorrel and all of that fuzz get on your finger. You know? You make the sorrel, you bottle up the sorrel and the pudding them bake. We never fruit cake. Mama and daddy make two big pudding. And then make the two big pudding. Now you're good. You're good with the pudding.
Good to go.
And you know, sometimes when I make cow skin. I couldn't stand cow skin because of that stickiness that it gives to your mouth after you finish eating it. And then, you know, that's if I don't know if you know this, but Mama used to use the cow skin, the water that comes off the cow skin and make it into jelly. Sweeten it with syrup.
Yes,
I never like that thing.
Well, we call it cow foot.
We usually use the cow foot to make the jelly. I've never had the cow skin. But, you know, gelatin is cow skin and cow foot, though. Do you know that?
Yes.
It's the one in the package?
The one in the package, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yep.
Just hold for a minute for me. I think I have a caller who wants to come in. 407-967 caller. Come on in.
I'm Cecile.
Oh my dear, it's my
good,
niece.
Good evening, Auntie. Good evening, everyone. Good evening,
young lady. How are you?
Well, I'm well. I'm just listening to all these talks, and trust me, I'm begging you. Take time to talk load. With all them food. Auntie Cecile, please, may I beg you, take time to talk loud, all right?
Yeah, no, are you
So, Auntie, my mom is here. Auntie? Aunt?
Let her come on. Auntie? Come on. Let her come on. Let her
Mommy,
come on the show.
She's
because
here, and we are listening.
I want her to talk. Oh, she put in that chicken back, make it sweet, so.
I really can't tell you our secret.
I was saying she washed her hands must.
Yes, where's your mom?
She must have washed her hands in the food.
Okay.
And to feel, sir, you must come and tell the people. Why you do for cook so sweet back in the day? You know, Auntie, I was just looking back in the day when, of course, you know, we're from a humble beginning. And, of course, my mom is not one that used to cook every day, would find it like some people would. She would cook every day, but not a lot like some people would find it. But when she do cook, my mom feed everybody.
Put her on for the radio. Put her on.
Come talk, man. Come talk about things, them. Come, goody. You came out and all these things.
Hello, good night. How are you?
Good evening.
We're okay. We're talking about you and what you used to put in that chicken, but make it sweet, so.
Well, listen to me now. Let me tell you things now. I don't know what, but I just have a touch. My hand is, I have a touch. Sweet hand. I had sweet hand, so I don't know. No matter what I cook, it tastes good. No matter what, it tastes good. My hand has a seasoning in it.
She not lying. I mean, this is my sister, and I'm not lying. We all know, the whole family knows this, that when she throw down, all when she don't use no for season and sitting.
I remember I was at your house and when I cook American porridge, it tastes so nice and I don't know what I put in it.
Oh my gosh.
I will wake up in the morning and smell it. She go down early, go cook American porridge. Never tell her, stop, do it because you make me get it.
Even right now, my son-in-law, he love cow foot. And when I cook cow foot, oh my God. He want lick off his finger.
I'm sorry, I'm going to cut my mom. Back in the day, I was very jealous because everybody come eat half of food.
I remember one time when Sissy was in America and Nardin and Nassim come to my house and I turned some cornmeal with some chicken back. And when Nardin... She says she don't eat cornmeal, and when Nadine tastes it, oh my God! Nadine run to me again and say, "Auntie, not any more in my pot."
Yes, sir. Anyways, Stacey. Back to you, Stacey.
Thank you.
I got nothing for you for my birthday, so I am requesting that you sing me happy birthday.
Auntie,
Go ahead.
You have to sing, happy birthday, or can I just sing you a song, a little piece of a song?
Happy birthday. Yes, go ahead.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Ooh. Happy birthday, my auntie. Happy birthday to you. May the dear Lord bless you. May the dear Lord bless you. May the dear Lord bless you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Ooh. Done already?
Wow.
Before I go, I want to say you were always my hero growing up. I've always seen you as an earthly idol and icon. You know, God is a supreme being. And so, yes, I want to sing this song to you. Just the first verse. First verse. There's a hero. If you look inside your heart, you don't have to be afraid of what you are. There's an answer. If you reach within yourself, and that sorrow that you know will melt away. And then a hero comes along with the strength to carry on. And it casts your fears aside. And you know you can survive. So when you feel like hope is gone, look inside you and be strong, and you'll finally see the truth that the hero lies in you. That the hero lies in you. Love you, Auntie.
Move. Move over, Mariah. Move over. Just move over.
Thank you so very,
very
much.
Very
wow.
Well done.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much. And it's very
wow.
Pretty because we're almost at the end of the program. Is she gone?
She's going to sing another verse.
Just sing another verse to take us off the air tonight, to take us off. Just sing another song. Go ahead. The floor is yours.
This is a song for you. I love you, Lord. For your mercy never failed me all my days. I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, my, you have been faithful. Oh, yes, Lord. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire in darkest night. You were close like no other. I've known you as a father.
I've known you as my friend, and I will live in the goodness of God.
Ooh,
can everybody sing this song with me?
We have 28 minutes to go. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And a pleasant good night to you all. And have a blessed week, and this is where we say bye.